Welcome to Apple at Work, podcasts all about the intersection of Apple and the business world. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host. On the show this week is Aaron Webb from our friends at Jamf. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hello, Bradley. How are you doing?
Fantastic. For our listeners that don't know you, can you give us a rundown of your role at Jamf?
Yeah, so I am a director of product marketing focused on our security sector. So work very closely with our other product marketing team who focus on management and also education as well, because obviously security is more of a horizontal than it is a vertical. It just spreads across SMB, education, enterprise. So I work very closely with our product marketing team. I work very closely with our marketing team. Super close with product, because that's so tight to have that product team feeding into you, turning that into a go-to-market, and then making sure just everything's ready for our sales team. So, yeah, that pivot point between product, sales, marketing, we're right there in the middle as product marketing.
Well, you know, it's interesting you talk about kind of having your teams enabled. You know, I think that's one of the big things that, you know, when Apple releases new operating systems, it's really exciting on one hand, but then also everybody is a little apprehension, because there's a lot of kind of moving parts and you know, keeping things running. Like I'm actually, you know, just getting back from the CrowdStrike's Falcon conference, and that security is something that we all thinking about. And so you have this balance as an IT professional of, you know, needing to get folks on the latest OS, because obviously it's the most secure, but then also like managing the needs of the business to keep devices running, keep everything. Well, there's just a lot of moving pieces. And so as you all, you know, you all announced, I think 13 years in a row, you've been ready for day one of Apple's new releases. But you know, as you all kind of go through that process during the summer, when everybody expects you to be ready at this point, what do you all, you know, what kind of processes are you all going through to ensure you that you're ready to support it, even as Apple is building these operating systems kind of, you know, in flight?
Yeah, it's one of those really, really busy times of the year. And it's something that I'm sort of spearhead with our team from product marketing, with product very closely together. And it all starts at that WWDC announcement. We're all tuned in, we're all listening, we're all frantically taking notes. We're all there sharing what our thoughts are. And then obviously you get other parts that drip feed throughout that that week as well. So that's the first real start of like collating all the information together, starting to piece it all, start to have a look at sort of some of the documentation that Apple puts out. And then it's really all hands on deck. We start to obviously play around with all the releases that they bring out as they sort of start to release the betas. And it's testing across all different teams. As you know, at Jamf, we've got multiple different products. So we need to make sure that all of those products are working. We want to make sure that our customers are not disrupted. As you said, some people want to update on day one. Others want to be able to restrict that and say, look, we need more time for testing. So we need to make sure that everything's working, everything's in place. And it's just going through that constant cycle, lots of meetings, lots of testing, lots of refining messaging, lots of making sure that what's there from Apple we're updating as we go through internally. And then it's not just about the product itself and getting that ready, but it's that technical documentation, updating all of our marketing pieces, making sure that we've got all those things ready to go. So when Apple drops, we're ready to release all of that information to our customers and the general Apple community as well. So it's really busy.
No, I didn't think about that. I mean, obviously I should have, because I know the industry very well, but just that on the tech doc side, there is a lot of documentation that your team really has to put together. I mean, again, just things along with Jamf community, if scripting changes, there's a lot of documentation. Even if it works perfectly, you have to document how these things work and what customers can expect. It's a ton of work. And again, I think I mentioned on the last show, you know, you all have your existing roadmaps too. And I think that's one of the challenges that all the device management vendors have. And also the IT teams as well. Everybody has their existing roadmaps in terms of like what you're trying to do, what problems you're trying to solve for customers. And in some ways that kind of has to be not put on hold, but it's a little bit like you have to pivot a little bit once WWDC hits, because you have to get ready for that. So even if you're like, hey, we're close to launching this new interface, this new X, you kind of have to just pause on that. And it does become like all hands on deck, you know, really you know, every summer. So kudos to your team for being ready. Now, one of the, you know, you, since you're on the security side, one of the big changes we've seen over the past couple of years is Apple's changes with system extensions and the move away from kernel extensions. And, you know, this year especially, like, that's a key highlight. Again, I mentioned I was coming back from CrowdStrike's conference, and that's obviously, like, you know, was a kind of the big part of what happened with that big outage this summer. And that was a big discussion among IT professionals is, you know, how deep these, you know, a lot of these tools can run. What, you know, when you look back at these transitions Apple's made over the years, you know, were they in the right place at the right time, or did they know this was always a risk and this is why they were constantly trying to move things outside of running at that deep of a level?
Yeah, I think Apple have always done things different, right? They've always always have a different way of looking at things and being able to really focus on the end user productivity. And I think that's what we're seeing with some of the changes to these systems extensions. They're doing it for a long term goal and vision, is to make sure that people remain productive on the machines that they love without having some of those systems that can easily crash the machine and cause that such disruption that we've seen recently. So I think that they've been looking towards this, and I think it's really about that end user and how they want to stay productive on the machines that they choose.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Mosel. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosel is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosel is more than an Apple MDM. Mosel is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosel.com. That's business.mosyle.com. Thanks to Mosel for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Yeah, and that, it's just a challenge for everybody all around. I mean, especially, you know, bigger orgs, you've got the general IT team that's focused on kind of keeping the lights running, but then you've got the security team that's trying to keep the doors locked, and those can certainly, you know, have some challenges. We've got some changes with Sequoia and the device management controls for system extensions. Can you know, for those listeners that aren't from maybe are just upgrading now, what are the changes that your, you know, teams will see once they upgrade, and what can they do?
Yeah, so like in macOS 14 and earlier, like the systems extensions were hidden from users. So when installed via an MDM, these extensions were difficult for users to remove. However, in macOS Sequoia, this is no longer the case, and administrators can remove or disable, like those admin users on that device, can remove or disable those systems extensions from the system settings or even in the Finder. So even if a profile restricting this from a previous macOS version is on the device, they can still remove it. So that makes it super difficult for example, Jamf Protect. Jamf Protect obviously has, you don't want to be able to remove that because then that device is no longer secure because you've removed the agent from that device. So like you said, Bradley, it's that balance between that Apple admin, the IT admin, the security teams. They want to make sure that everything's in place, those devices are secure. So it's very much about IT and security coming together. So luckily, Apple have now come out with these two new keys for the existing system extensions configuration profile payload. So with macOS 15, there's non-removable from UI systems extension and non-removable systems extension. So these keys, when deployed to macOS 15 or later, they can prevent users from disabling a specific systems extension.
Yeah, and this, I mean, just not even just from a general security point of view, but then also when you're thinking of a compliance and reporting point of view, being able to show that, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, Jamf Protect or whatever security tool you have on the device, say, hey, we push this, we have this, but then being able to report and to say, hey, we know it's running, it's non-removable, and it eliminates just, you know, another risk. It's just incredibly important for a compliance point of view. You know, as teams look to deploy, is there anything, like, you know, is there anything they should be aware of in terms of, you know, what's on existing machines and how they're going to manage, you know, is there any kind of, you know, pitfalls they should avoid here with system extensions?
Yeah, so the earlier versions of macOS will not recognize those new profile keys, right? So it's really like a layered approach that they need to take to ensure that those profile installations to enforce these extensions to be non-removable. So they need to really make sure that they keep the existing systems extension configurations profile deployed and scoped to all computers that are compatible with the extension. So when you set up and scope to that group in Jamf Pro, you want to make sure it's like equal to greater or equal to macOS 15. And then you want to make sure that you create and install a new system extension configuration profile that only contains non-removable keys required for those extensions. So this profile or multiple profiles, if managing multiple extensions, should be targeted and scoped to that smart group for 15 or later. So it's a layered approach. And luckily, we've got some fantastic people. Well, we've got loads of fantastic people. Everyone at Jamf is fantastic. We've already got some blogs out there. There's already some a few different blogs on how to do it. It's one of them is by a great friend, Buffington, who's put that out for everyone. So if you haven't seen that, it's worth going and checking it out because there's some really detailed information on steps that people should take to make sure that they don't fall into any pitfalls when they update.
Yeah, and we'll include those links in the show notes. And I think that is, I hadn't thought about that, is because there's such, you know, some changes in how you do this, as you deploy, you know, as you get machines upgraded, you really need to go in and you know, just ensure that they're set up right. It's not as simple as a, hey, we just want to get these machines upgraded. You need to have the upgraded keys in place for those machines that are upgraded. But it, you know, and so as you move them along, that's where it's helpful to, you know, move a department at a time. You can kind of just kind of handhold these devices through it. And obviously, new devices you're buying today. I mean, obviously, if you're buying something today, it still may have the you know, Sonoma on it. But you know, here in the coming weeks, you'll only be able to get devices running Sequoia. So as they go through your zero touch, you'll want to make sure, again, that scoping and that segmentation is super helpful just to make sure they've got the right kind of keys. So again, you can ensure that the right security tools are on there and they can't be removed. I mean, it's one thing to, I mean, you know, you can push all the things you want, but if the end user can remove it, that, you know, there's some risk there. Now what's been the feedback is, you know, obviously when we're recording this, the OS has been out a handful of days. As your customers have started to upgrade, you know, anything you've heard in particular, or is everything gone smooth sailing?
Yeah, there's some hiccups. There always is when a new operating system comes out, but we're working through some of those as a Apple community. Everyone's working through some of those. I won't go into all the details of what they are at the moment, but on the whole, I think everyone gets excited. Everyone who's an Apple user, they want to be on the latest and greatest. From a security perspective, you want to be on the latest and greatest as well. And the things that Apple have brought in, I think, is super exciting this year. We're seeing more management and security coming together, which I think is fantastic. We've got some great feedback from customers, and we're super excited to see and get obviously more feedback from customers as we go into JNUC next week. So that's where we're going to see the majority of our Apple admins and those people who are going to be coming to us with comments and updates about how that it's all gone for them. So we're excited to see and hear their feedback.
You know, it'd been kind of stressful because JNUC's in Nashville this year, right?
Yeah, JNUC's in Nashville. We head out next week. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually only 2 hours south of Nashville, so you're coming to Tennessee, my state. I'm down a little bit south of Nashville, but you know, it's good timing that it's like been the week after you know, the release, but it would have been tough. It'd been, you know, if Apple had actually released it the same week, everybody's like at the conference. But hey, I guess it'd been good to get hands on time there. But that would have been a little bit chaotic for everybody because like, oh, we weren't, because obviously no one knows the exact date that these things are going to drop. And you know, in years past, you know, macOS has come, you know, off to a month later, so that'll be fun. And again, it's you know, you've had enough time to, we can kind of hammer through and test everything, and then you kind of see where the bugs are.
Yeah, it's always one of those, as you said, we never know when Apple are going to drop it. So luckily, it's been a bit before JNUC this year, but yeah, it's always a busy time because we're juggling that and our biggest user conference as well. So always fun and always exciting to bring the latest and greatest to our customers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Aaron, well, thanks for coming on the show. Again, I think the key takeaway here is on system extensions is you need to understand the differences in the keys. And I think Aaron said it best, but it's not just simple as, hey, we're going to, you know, push these keys out to everybody. Now your previous versions of macOS, we're not recognize it. So as you transition, you just need to make sure you have things set up well. There is some big changes here. But you know, it is good to see. I mentioned on this past episode we did, you know, there's a lot of work that Apple went into cannot really move away from things running at the root level, the kernel level. And, you know, I think today they're really seeing the benefit of that, because it was painful in the beginning. The industry hated it because it was a lot of work. But, you know, now that we're here, things are a lot, you know, more secure, because you're not having to worry about, you know, something can be able to break something at that level.
Absolutely.
So, well, everybody, thanks for listening. Aaron, have a safe trip to the U.S., and we will talk to everybody next time.
Thank you very much, Bradley. Take